Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
I'm Lisa Dent. Dr. Jim Adams is somebody that we turn to for a lot of questions that we don't have the answers for. He is the chief medical officer at Northwestern Medicine. Our conversation is sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. And Doc, everybody is talking today about the shots for tots. Some people were lined up waiting to get their kid a shot. Others are hesitant. What can you tell us about it?
Well, I think people should be excited. While, of course, we all know that a lot of children are not dying of COVID, I was just talking to a pediatric emergency physician who was saying they are sure seeing a lot in the emergency department with a lot of serious upper airway infections. I'd recommend a shot. It's safe. It's effective. It's been well tested.
Okay, so can you break down what they're given? Is it three shots or one shot? Are they getting a tenth of the dose? How does that all work so parents are better informed?
Yeah, so the parents can show up, get the it's a lower dose, it's proven to be a safe dose, get the first shot, your pediatrician will guide through with seconds, and just show up to the pediatrician, to the center, get the records, don't worry about it, it's very safe, it's very effective.
And people are asking, is it FDA approved?
The data are there. It's emergency use authorization for sure. The FDA has looked at it, but it is a longer route to full approval. But just like all of the rest of the doses have come to us over the prior years.
And I heard today, it was during Bob Surratt's show, that one in five adults might be facing long COVID. Is that going to change the way we think about disability? Will that be defined as a disability?
So we have at Northwestern a full clinic set up for long COVID with people with weakness and brain fog. We not only the damage to people's lungs that have gotten COVID, but many people with mild disease seem to be affected. Now, most people do recover in a year, but some people still seem to be seriously disabled, and it will change the way we're viewing disability because this is something we've all gone through together. A lot of people with other diseases have gone through it alone. We now have been in this together, and so some people are not coming out of it easily.
And identifying it as a disability takes legislative action, correct?
That's right, because insurers, it's very difficult to recognize the disability, so the legislature want to make sure these people have the rights, and there is the American with Disabilities Act that makes sure these people are taken care of.
Okay, we've got more questions coming up. 312-981-7200. If you've got a question for the doctor is in. It's Dr. Jim Adams, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine. He's coming back, and we're going to find out what John Williams is calling about. But first, a check on weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld. Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. Yes, it is true. We hit 100. I think that's 12 days of over 90 for Midway, 7 days of over 90 for O'Hare. And John Williams, of all people, is joining Chicago's Afternoon News. What's up?
I don't think we're reporting that accurately.
Well, what is it?
It's 104 in my car thermometer.
John actually believes his car thermometer. It's very embarrassing.
Do you think that everybody's car thermometers are wrong? I'll bet people are looking at 103 to 107 on their cars right now.
Mm-hmm. Mary, what's the temp that you have? Because we go to Mary for the official temp.
I had 98 at O'Hare.
Mm.
So yeah, but where do they measure that, Mary?
At O'Hare.
At O'Hare.
Yeah, like at 100 feet, like at 100 feet up in the air. Nobody's there.
Well, I don't know, some tower.
Nobody lives there. They live in their cars and in their houses and in their parking lots. And it's 105 degrees in the parking lot.
My car last week or a couple weeks ago was at 106, and no one ever was reporting 106 anywhere. So my car was wrong.
But that's because they take the wrong readings. I know that's the official temperature. It's apples to apples, but it's hotter I am living in a world that is hotter than 98. I would love for it to be 98.
No one really.
106.
We're not sure what world you're living in, John.
It's gone up 2 degrees since you jumped on the phone. It was 104, then it went to 105. Now it's at 106. You better get out of the car,
really,
John.
Don't you?
Ask the doctor about signs of heat stroke.
Conversation. So, Lisa, you're new to this conversation, but Steve and I have been having it for a few years now. What do you think is more relevant? O'Hare with a thermometer up in the sky or on the Kennedy right now?
I think it's relevant if you took two Hershey bars and put them on the ground and you could just take a guess as to how quickly they melt. Don't leave stuff in your car.
We're now getting text pictures of people's thermometers on their car. Thank you, John.
Yep, there they are. All the thermometer pictures. 109 coming in from 815 and 104 and 708. All right, thank you. It is an issue. Dr. Jim Adams is with us, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine. And on days like today, heat stroke is a severe issue. Is it true once you have heat stroke, you're predisposed to get it again and it gets worse?
Yes, and be careful because none of us are acclimated to the heat. So we're all vulnerable to heat stroke. Stay in the cool, drink a lot of fluids, more than you think you need. And take it easy, especially the people exercising outside. It can creep up on you really fast. And yes, it's a dangerous thing.
I am always surprised at the amount of people who exercise outside on a day like today. Bob Surratt said he was going to play tennis and riding his bike there. I thought that was kind of wacky, but I feel for the people that are forced to work outside. We have a couple questions. Are you willing to take them, Doctor?
I am, and I wanted to clarify one thing. The listeners wanted more specifics about the children's vaccine.
Yes.
Pfizer is 3 doses, 1/10 of the adult dose. Moderna, for the children, 2 doses, and that's 1/4 the amount of the adult dose. So Moderna's 2 shots, but a little higher amount, 1/4 of the adult dose. Pfizer's 3 shots. So the listeners wanted that, just wanted to get that info.
And how far apart are those shots given, like the 3 shots with Pfizer?
Yeah, they'll space them out. I don't know the pediatric dosing schedule off the top of my head.
Okay. But just talk to your doctor. You know, talk to your pediatrician. Let them lead the way.
Exactly.
Okay, let's go to Gary. Gary, what's your question for Dr. Jim Adams?
Is there any attention being paid to long COVID adverse effects being caused by the actual vaccine and not COVID? I know I have a friend, and myself included, still suffering from some effects from the vaccine. I've had more than a year ago, and I can't really find any answers as if there's any work being done in that area.
So I think what I would do is log on and get into one of the long COVID clinics, because these are scientists that are just very, very interested in questions like that. I have not seen data reporting long-term complications from vaccine at all. We've seen a ton of it related to the virus itself, but it's a very interesting question and very important to get that followed through. And I think there's, you know, some of you out there, the scientists would like to categorize that.
Yeah, absolutely. People want to know. And why not go to the researchers, the people who are going to do something with that info? Carol, thank you for hanging on. You're with Dr. Jim Adams. What's your question?
Hi, doctor.
Oh my gosh. Boom. She somehow got clipped off, but I did see what she was asking, and it was about how long you stay contagious. And this is a continuous question, and it was one that weighed heavy on me as well. I know that, you know, after 5 days, you're good to go, but many of us who have had COVID, you continue to test positive long after that. So when are you safe?
I know. So there is variation. 5 days is the set point, but if the symptoms continue, be very, very careful, number one. Number two, people are cautious out to 10 days, and most people really are not infectious out of 10 days because the immunity is very, very high. Even if people persistently test positive, it just does not seem to be so infectious. But anytime somebody is symptomatic, and 5 days for sure, but then people can go back to business. And I still encourage strongly anybody with COVID to wear the mask for the full 10 days to 2 weeks. Just wear a mask. It really does help.
Yeah. Dr. Jim Adams is the chief medical officer. Carol, I know you made it back. Was that your question? Did you hear the answer about how long you stay contagious?
You know what? I kind of heard it, but not really. I think he said 5 days. Was that it?
Yeah. Go ahead, Doc.
Oh, no. 5 days for sure. Absolute. But even that 5 to 10 day window presents some risk, although it's decreased. I still encourage masks during that window.
Okay. I just want to make sure I can go around because I am a caregiver to my aunt, and I wanted to make sure I can be near her after, you know, so many days.
Yep, and what we found is if people are wearing masks, I've been in the emergency department for these years, and we haven't gotten COVID from the emergency department because everybody's forced to wear a mask. So just wear the mask for 10 days to 2 weeks to be safe.
Dr. Jim Adams, thank you for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
My pleasure. Thank you. Bye.